Bears, what I see offensively is starting with the quarterback with Caleb, a really, you know, exciting player to watch. Strong arm, like the guy can move around the pocket, scramble in a throw. Like he's, you have to stay on your coverage, right? Because he's going to find someone downfield. So it's, we have to be on the details there when it comes to him moving around in the pocket and just their running game. I think that's where everything starts. They do a good job of their zone scheme, right? Getting Swift going on the outside. We have to do a great job in the run game. And then they have playmakers on the outside. Keenan Allen, all right, DJ Moore, two big-time playmakers who've done it for a while in this league. Guys, we have to be aware of where they are in all situations, and we have to make sure we're as sticky as possible in coverage versus them.
Do you feel like they kind of mirror your offense here as well? What they do, quarterback, you just talked about the run game, the wideouts.
I mean, it's all different. I don't think they mirror in our offense per se. I think everybody's different. They're still trying to figure it out with the young quarterback, right, putting him in positions to help him and with what he does well. And you can see them trying to get to that, right? And so we'll see what they present this week to us.
Was the most important factor to y'all's success on offense in week one, and how will you be able to sustain that or even build on that?
The most important, I think, factor our success on Sunday was, you know, the obvious, I think, was running the football, right, and being able to control the game. That was the biggest thing for us. We haven't had that in a while, and so for us to be able to do that, you see how the game flows much better for us when we're able to, you know, line up and run the football.
We've seen you, sometimes you go for two when you're up five early and sometimes you don't. Kyle did the same thing the next night. He was in a different situation. He didn't go for it. But I've seen y'all both handle it different ways. What goes into that? The differing ways. What goes into that decision to go for two or to not go for two early on?
Yeah, like I said earlier, with our analytics piece, some of it is analytics for the most part. If you want to go up, you know, score on the guys, you try to go for two. Some of it is, you know, just feel, but most of it is just points and where we are at that time in the game, you know, whether it's early or late. Most of that will depend on our analytics from that standpoint.
What went into the decision to bring back Desmond King and Troy Broderick?
Yeah, excited to add Des and Troy. Two guys have been with us throughout the entire training camp, and always tell our players, like, I want you guys to be in the league. So no matter, it's always hard conversations to have when you have to release players. But to get Dez and Troy back, guys who know how we operate, guys who are ready to go, we'll see how the week plays out and how we can utilize those guys, you know, throughout our game plan.
The injury to Jeff Okuda, how do you feel about the depth? Who are some guys you feel like can fill in well for him?
Yeah, it hurts losing Jeff. Guys have to step up. That's the league. All across the league, guys go down. And so next man up, you got to be ready to go. That's what it's about.
Nico and Andre Johnson had a bit of an interaction on Instagram this past week. What does it mean to have Andre in the building for this team in particular and just having him around these guys whenever he is?
It's important to have, you know, Andre around, the guy who is a legend, guy who is a Hall of Famer. It's for him, right, to still be present and around and be seen, and for him just to have the interactions with our younger players. I think it's someone for our young players, Nico, Tank, someone for them to look up to, someone that they aspire to be one day, becoming a Hall of Famer. Everybody wants to be the best, and no better guy to look at who paved the way here than Andre Johnson.
What do you think is the biggest reason why CJ and Diggs were able to click, connect from game one already?
Diggs was open. CJ's going to find a guy who's open. That's what's, you know, the unique and cool part about our offense. Like, it's not about, a lot of people get into the number one receiver type debate and those things. Like, it's truly about, you know, who's open, and that's where the ball is going. We're all trying to win games. Nobody is in their feelings. Nobody has any ego here. It's just about winning the game and whatever it takes each week to win. That's what we'll do.
I remember Joe, in his introductory press conference, had talked about how the conversation he had with you really stuck out to him. I don't want you to, you know, delve into the details of the conversation, but what was, like, the message in seeing him have the success he had? Was that what you envisioned when you all really tried to pursue him?
Seeing Joe play in his league for a while, I just always have admired Joe from afar every time we went against him. I know how tough the matchup was. So it's just mutual respect, you know, seeing a guy who's done it and done it the right way. I just like backs who play physical. They play the game the right way, and that's what Joe represents, right? Joe loves football. He's a great teammate. He's a leader. He brings great energy every day. So we vibe off of that instantly, right? And he's been a great fit, great addition to our team.
You talked about Kalen Bullock just going out there on Sunday and doing everything that he's done all training camp. How good did it feel to see a rookie like that go out there and show the consistency they showed through practice in his first NFL game?
Yeah, it's exciting when the rookies step up and make a play in his first game. Not many rookie safeties have done that, get an interception in their debut game, and Kalen can add his name to the list. And it wasn't surprising to me. Right, and that's why we want to get him on the field, because he has such a great knack for finding the football and actually coming down with it and making game-changing plays. So we want our playmakers on the field, and Kalen deserves to be out there.
When you look at the run game, and you know it was explosive last week, in terms of expectations moving forward, not that Joe's going to run for that every week, but are you confident this team can run the ball well, if not that well, a threatening run team?
I am confident that we can run the football. Just when you do it and you put it on tape and you see that you're successful at it, I think guys see the success, right? And they know what it looked like. They know the work that they put in to earn that success. And, you know, it's not going to come easy every week, right? Teams are starting to find a way to game plan scheme to try to stop the run, and how do we get to something different. But to know that in the back of your mind that we can run the football, like, you just still have to go out and earn it. You have to put it on tape each and every week. But I think first off, you got to know you can do it, and our guys know it, and we just got to go show it again this week.
A quick follow-up. What you saw from Damian in those three plays, is that what you expected when you going out through the preseason, that's what you expected to see?
Yeah, Damian's three plays were indicative of who he's been throughout training camp. He's ran the ball that way in training camp. He's been fast, explosive. And so it was cool to see him get in and press forward and make some really nice runs for us. So teams can't get a break if we got Joe and Damian, and Damian continues to improve and do what he's been doing. Like, it's going to be a really cool tandem to watch.
When Joe's finishing runs the way he did, you talk about momentum a lot. Is there an extra element when you see a running back running that hard and finishing runs as strong as he was?
I think people start to get out of the way. They don't want to tackle. I wouldn't want to tackle Joe that many times. But you see just the physicality that he brings and he presents, and you team that up with how our tight ends were blocking physical on the edges, our receivers blocking physical on the edge. Like, we want to be a physical football team, but you got to go show it each and every week.
What are some of the issues from the obvious with Joe? What else does he bring to your offense?
I think Joe brings confidence. Right, he brings confidence. He brings a energy, a swagger to our offense. Right, the way he works at practice each and every day, guys feel that swagger. They feel that confidence, the energy that he brings, and that means a lot. when you know you're handing the ball to a guy who is as confident as ever, like, it means a lot to the offensive line. It gives them confidence to block a little longer, finish a little stronger. Right, and that's just everybody around him, right, feels the energy that he provides.
What are some of the issues that the Bears' defensive backfield present to the offense?
The Bears' defense backfield, they take the ball away, right? It's really impressive the way they attack the football, right? Both of their corners, you know, last week ended up with picks to game-changing plays to give them the lead there and to end the game. So we have to understand that those guys are ball hawks, and we have to protect the football. So that's what they present. And then there's their linebackers as well, opportunistic, Edmonds and Edwards, two guys who are long, athletic guys. And if you're around the ball, if it's close to them, they can find a way to get the football as well. So that's where their defenses have thrived, and that's where we have to make sure we're protecting it on our side with everything that we have.
From a passing standpoint, it looks like Eberflus's defense, they run like a lot of two high shells, but with a lot of disguises with it, what type of challenges will that bring for this offense?
Yeah, their defense does a really good job of working together. Right? They do a great job of mixing it up front with their line stunts and the backers fitting well off of it. Also, the coverages, they do a good job of disguising and mixing them up. So, you know, you can't predetermine. You got to play out and see what they're giving us and see how they want to attack us, you know, come Sunday. But, you know, we're preparing as best as we can for it, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.